Lord, I want $100. What are some of the things that you have asked or hoped for this Christmas? Well, when I was 10 years old, I was thinking about what to ask Santa to bring to me. Now, this is a pretty tough task for a 10-year-old because I realized that the year before, Santa brought me a beautiful green chopper bicycle with a big banana seat on it, and it was cool. Santa was so amazing that year. And the year before that, Santa brought me some of my favorite action hero figures. The ones that had arms that could bend, the one that had shields and swords. Thank you, Santa. That Christmas I was in my glory. And the year before that, Santa brought me my favorite teddy bear in the whole wide world. And I named him Ted. Yeah. So what could I possibly ask Santa for this year? And so I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it some more. Then I remembered that my mother said, well, you could always ask Santa for some money. Santa can probably afford around $100, and then you can spend it on whatever you would want. I suppose it had never really occurred to me that you could ask Santa Claus for money, but I think what my mother knew was that I was almost at that age where, in that 1986 New York Times best-selling book, The Polar Express, I would no longer be able to hear the jingle bell ring. So I thought more about my mother's suggestion. And the more that I thought about it, the more that the idea just absolutely appealed to me. $100 in my hand. Well, she's right. With $100, which in 1972 seemed like about $500 to me, I could buy anything, hands down. Yes, I will do it. I will ask Santa for $100. When I told my mother that's what I intended to do, she said, with a pause, well, that's fine, but be careful. Remember, $100 is a lot of money. That's a lot of money for Santa to give to a child. If he gives you $100, he will probably not be able to bring you other presents as well, you know. Only the $100. But I didn't care. She no longer gave me that warning. The words were hardly out of her mouth that I felt that I was an instantaneous millionaire. If Santa brought me $100, I could buy myself things of all different kinds. I'd be amazingly rich at just 10 years old. Think of it. And then, like any other child, I began to wish. And I began to hope. Santa, please bring me $100. Please bring me $100. In fact, I think I even began to roll that wish over into my faith. Lord, bring me $100. I mean, I was dreaming big, people, imagining all the toys that I could buy with $100. And then the big day came. Christmas morning came, and I ran downstairs as fast as my little legs could carry me to see, like any other child, what had been left for me underneath the tree. And as I came down to the tree, and as I started looking through the packages, I came to the realization that there was nada. There was zip. There was nothing. And I looked, and I looked, calmly and quietly at first, and then I started to scramble with panic. I picked up the low-hanging branches. I rolled up the sleeve of my pajamas, and I pushed my arm way back underneath that Christmas tree, all the way until I hit the corner of the living room. And there was nothing. And then my mother turned to me and said, "Daniel, there was an envelope that was left for you." An envelope. Woo! Thank God. There under the tree in a place that I hadn't looked was this rather unappealing plain white envelope with my name on it. And I slowly opened the envelope, and there inside was $100 in crisp $20 bills. I stared into the envelope, and all of a sudden it hit me. This isn't Christmas. There was no wrapping paper to tear off. There were no boxes to open. Just 5 green pieces of paper with President Andrew Jackson staring back at me in the face. Well, you could have sucked the air right out of me. "You mean that's it?" And yes, that was it, my friends. And my mother, sensing my anxiety, asked, she said, "Daniel, had Santa made a mistake?" And I had to confess, no, Santa had not made a mistake. Santa had brought me exactly what I had asked for. Technically, Santa had not erred. He had it 100% correct. But there was something that was deeply wrong. There was something that was tragically missing. In the eyes of this 10-year-old, money was a thing. It wasn't truly, it didn't qualify as being a gift. Gifts are made at the North Pole lovingly by elves so that at least one of those gifts ends up here underneath your Christmas tree. Santa looks into the heart of each child to determine if they had been good or bad. Had I been bad? No, I hadn't been bad. I had just made a mistake. Probably, my friends, the worst mistake of my 10-year-old life, I gotta tell you. In that moment when I was staring into that envelope, I imagined all my friends all throughout the neighborhood tearing into their packages and boxes and parcels, and they were happy. And I was not. You see, at 10 years old, I was thinking that Christmas was all about what you get. I guess I'd never really been taught otherwise. Because I was so concerned for myself, because I was so greedy, I had missed the true meaning of Christmas. And as I look back on it, I did spend that money on many things, but to this day, I cannot tell you one thing that I spent that money on. Pretty poor. So this year, children, think not just upon those things that you will get, but think also upon those things that you will give. Will you give faith? Will you give hope? Will you bring peace? Will you give encouragement, understanding, forgiveness? Will you give reconciliation, letting go of, oh, shucks, what should have been let go of years and years ago? Forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who Christmas against us. Will you give the gift of love? And so on this, O holy night, we celebrate that Jesus was God's greatest gift given to the whole human race, to you and to me. Among all the many gifts scattered, strewn, or carefully placed around your tree this year, don't forget to tear into the gift that God desperately desires that we open, the precious gift of His one and only Son, Emmanuel, God with us. May you and your family open and receive the gift of Christmas. May you look into the Savior's crib and so be saved. Amen.